local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
And we're doing it live. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I'm Austin Price, of course, joined by Joe Ford. Joe, I'm taking the lead for you today.
You are. Because, I appreciate it.
Because yesterday you mentioned something about having a bit of the sniffles.
That's
did
right.
you not?
No, yes. It is. It happens about once a quarter around here where I get sick and very stuffy and the voice kind of fades away. So I appreciate you stepping up to the plate, and I'm sure hitting a grand slam for everybody today.
Oh, I appreciate the baseball metaphor, especially with the baseball jersey on. I see what you did there, buddy.
Yes, sir.
All righty. Just after 4:11, we'll get into our top three stories here, starting with the Israeli military flooding tunnels under Gaza with large amounts of water. The effort aims to keep the Palestinian militant group Hamas from using the estimated 350 miles of tunnels that they've built. The plan has drawn some criticism over potential dangers to nearly 130 hostages still held in Gaza and over damage to drinking water and sewage systems.
The leaders of top social media companies are facing a grilling on Capitol Hill today. CEOs from Meta, TikTok, Snap, Discord, and X face accusations from senators that they're failing to protect children from sexual exploitation and bullying on their platforms.
Over the last 8 years, we've built more than 30 different tools, resources, and features that parents can set time limits for their teens using our apps, see who they're following, or if they report someone for bullying.
And that was Mark Zuckerberg. He even stood up and directly apologized to parents in attendance whose children had been harmed by social media. I saw that today. He was answering questions from I forget the senator's name. I want to say he's from Missouri. He's been known on TikTok, the guy that goes after people in these hearings. I like him a lot, but he was pointed in his questioning of Zuckerberg and say, "Hey, are you willing to apologize?" And to Zuckerberg's credit, you know, whether he meant it or not, who knows? But he did stand up, and a lot of parents who were in the audience stood up and held up pictures of their children while he was speaking to them.
Wow. Well, yeah, as you said, an apology, even if it wasn't meant, was better than nothing. The White House is identifying the group responsible for the attack in Jordan that killed 3 American troops.
The attack in Jordan was planned, resourced, and facilitated by an umbrella group called the Islamic Resistance in Iraq, which contains multiple groups, including Kitab Hezbollah.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that the administration could pursue a tiered response in which the U.S. responds with multiple actions over time. President Biden has vowed to retaliate for the attack and said that this week he has decided on a response.
All right. Thank you very much. 4:13, our top local story here today. It's actually our top statewide story. Is Disney's lawsuit against Governor Ron DeSantis being tossed out by a federal judge today? The company, of course, had sued DeSantis as well as the Florida Commerce Department secretary, alleging retaliation for the company publicly speaking out against the state's parental rights and education law. The judge ruled that Disney lacked legal standing to sue the governor and the company's claims fail on merit. Disney says it plans to press forward with that case. We'll get an update on our roads and weather right now, and then more local headlines. Text line 850-437-1620, and the text line, or the traffic line rather, 2626-111.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola, Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see, looking at traffic here, you're going to see some issues on Pine Forest Road if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road. We typically see some issues there. Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, we've got some backups there as well. And if you're traveling eastbound on Olive Road towards North Davis Highway, we've got some issues in that area as well. Beyond that, Caroline Street is looking backed up if you're traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton. And if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway, coming from the Mary Esther area heading towards Windhaven Beach, we've got some pretty heavy backups there. Now, Joe, before you play the Alan's drummer, Joseph yes. Neubauer, whoever it is, I've got the weather pulled up here. Do you want me to say that after you play it, or do you want to do the weather still?
I'll say it.
All righty.
Cloudy skies through tonight, and there's a high chance for showers and thunderstorms in the area. In fact, over the next several days, we've got a high chance for rain right on through Saturday. As far as temperatures go, overnight lows in the 60s. Highs will mainly run between about 70 and 75 degrees for the next several days. It's over the weekend and into Sunday that cooler air moves in. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. 67 degrees right now. A bit warmer today than we had forecasted. It was only supposed to be around 62. Overnight tonight should get into the high 30s, so a bit chillier here tonight. Tomorrow, 60, partly cloudy for your Thursday. More local headlines today. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says Bruce Beach could be open to showcase some of its new amenities to the public as soon as this March. It's not finalized yet, but he says phase one work should be complete by then and phase two would be ongoing.
So I felt like that was enough time to create some value for the citizen to let them use the playground, the pedestrian bridge and all of that. So there would still be phase two construction, be a fence along the same geographic line there to the south and to the west of the completed project that you see.
And phase one work includes the playground, central plaza, and walkway to the beach, as well as shade structures and a pedestrian bridge as well. Phase two would still be ongoing if the city decides to open the park, and that includes hundreds of trees being planted, wall terraces, sand volleyball court, and a kayak launch as well. So pretty cool stuff happening out at Bruce Beach. A new offer is now on the table for the OLF 8 property in Beulah. Studio 850 reporting that a new offer letter was submitted to Commissioner Stephen Berry. In the latest offer, developer Beulah Town Center LLC offers the county $20 million for 290 acres of the 500-acre property, with an option to purchase an additional 110 acres that the county is wanting to retain for development and industry if it is not developed within 4 to 6 years. Also, the latest offer reduces the due diligence time from 1 year to 10 months and a $150,000 deposit. So we'll see how the county commissioners respond to that offer. Two Navy pilots were hospitalized for precautionary measures after a helicopter accident at NES Whiting Field. It happened on Friday. Public Affairs Director Jamie Coffey says a TH-57 helicopter tipped onto its side while trying to leave a runway on Friday. The two pilots were conscious, speaking with first responders there. They were, again, hospitalized as a precaution. 4:18 right now, we will take a break. Coming up, state and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 9 when Dr. John Stevenson, the Vice President of Student Affairs at Pensacola State College, will be on the show discussing the introduction of the homecoming court and the crowning of the King and Queen. The crowning will take place during halftime at the Pensacola State College versus Northwest Florida State College game on Wednesday, February 14th. Tune in Friday at 9 to hear more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $10 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. W-2s and 1099s are being sent out, and scammers are posing as both employees and employers to collect Social Security and bank account information. Be wary of requests asking to change address or bank information through email alone. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic. So, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit pva.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just short of 425 here We'll get another quick check of our roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. It's the coldest time of the year. Visit ECUA's website now for info on protecting your home's plumbing from the effects of freezing temperatures. Looking at traffic here. Pine Forest Road was giving us some trouble earlier, and that is still the case. If you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, perhaps you just got off of I-10 West, you are going to have some issues in that area. We got a little bit of backups developing near the intersection of Mobile Highway and West Michigan Avenue. That's where West Michigan turns into Softly Field Road. So look out for that area as well. We still have some backups on Brent Lane if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. And a little bit, we had some on Olive Road as well if you're traveling eastbound towards North Davis Highway. That appears to be dying down, though. Outside of that, Gulf Breeze Parkway has a little bit developing if you are traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. And we had a little bit more on, what's this here, Gulf Beach Highway if you're traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive. I missed that one to last break. Lastly, Caroline Street, if you're traveling westbound, trying to come over Blackwater River and get into downtown Milton, you're going to have some issues over there as well.
The weather tonight is cooling back down again a little bit, where overnight lows will be down in the 30s. We're going to start to see more cloud cover during the day on Thursday. High temperatures, mainly upper 50s. All right, now ahead to the weekend. This is where things change. We've got a good chance for rain. At this point, it looks like the rain is going to be Saturday night into Sunday morning. Also look for windy weather as that rain moves through. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. Right now, sitting at 67 degrees and sunny. State headlines today. Florida lawmakers are advancing a bill that would allow state residents to kill bears on their property without a permit. The so-called Self-Defense Act cleared the Infrastructure Strategies Committee yesterday. It would allow the use of lethal force against a bear without a permit if people feel it's necessary to protect themselves, their pets, or their property.
And Florida's helping Jewish schools add more security protections. Governor Ron DeSantis announced yesterday that the state is distributing $25 million to over 100 Jewish day schools to increase safety and security measures. He says the funding will give Florida's Jewish day schools the tools that they need to continue to keep their students safe during a time of increased anti-Semitism.
Also, Miami Beach commissioners are considering 13 proactive measures in an attempt to prevent alcohol-fueled violence and overcrowding during spring break.
Whether people get shot in the head on video on Ocean Drive should not be a threshold of whether our spring break season was successful or not. Our barometer for success is if our residents and our visitors can have a civilized time while we're still maintaining a fun and festive atmosphere.
The Miami Beach Police Chief says there will be a new beach access policy during spring break that will not allow people access to the beach after 6 p.m., but those already on the beach will not be removed. In the 2023 spring break season in Miami Beach, there were 488 arrests.
And a Pasco County school bus driver is off the job after complaints that he intentionally slammed on the brakes to teach kids a lesson about bad behavior.
Parents told officials the driver turned the bus into a yellow school of hard knocks, with some kids getting slammed into the back of seats or even into the emergency exit equipment. Injuries included bumps and bruises. The Pasco School District says it couldn't find any evidence of the complaints on surveillance video, but the driver has resigned. Chris Trankman, Tampa.
Yeah, we hear stories about this with like teachers and bus drivers and all that. Kids are going to test you. If you don't have the patience to deal with them, then don't be in that line of work. Like, I don't know. I just think that's how it needs to be.
Well, listen, I am my move is the speed check, like the brake check. I love using that move if people tick me off on the roadways, but yeah, I'm not going to do it to kids in my car, especially when I know they don't have seatbelts on. That's the big problem.
That's true.
So
I wouldn't. I've never understood the act of a brake check. I feel like that could be so self-harmful. Like, why? Why do people do that?
Good, because I know it's coming, but if somebody is too close behind me,
right?
It's just an automatic reflex, I think, for a driver when they see brake lights come up of the car in front, and especially if they're close. I mean, it's just like an automatic, like, oh my gosh, I have to slow down. And then you're like, oh, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have been so close
tailing
behind
somebody.
I'm sorry, sir. I promise to be a better citizen moving forward. That's what happens when I do the brake checks, but I don't know about the success rate of other people.
Well, should I give a rerun of our top three stories real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I want to see what it's like to be
Joe
Ford.
Just a quick recap.
Yeah, the Israeli military is flooding tunnels under Gaza with large amounts of water. The effort aims to keep the Palestinian militant group Hamas from using the estimated 350 miles of tunnels they've built. The leaders of top social media companies are facing a grilling on Capitol Hill today, to the point where Mark Zuckerberg even stood up and apologized to parents. And the White House is identifying the group responsible for the attack in Jordan that killed three American troops and pursuing a tiered response.
Very good.
Thank you. Fox 1 Minute News coming up, followed by sports.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. An umbrella group of militants in Iraq is being blamed for the drone attack that took the lives of three American soldiers in Jordan.
The Islamic Resistance in Iraq, made up of several militias backed by Iran, is blamed for Sunday's attack. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says President Biden has signed off on a response, but says it will come at a time and in a manner of his choosing.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Former President Donald Trump meeting with leaders of the Teamsters today. He's hoping to pick up the union's endorsement.
Labor unions could play a big role in the likely rematch between Presidents Trump and Biden. Biden continues to call himself the most pro-union president in history. And just last week, the UAW, United Auto Workers, endorsed him at an event here in D.C.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Stocks crumbled today after the Federal Reserve signaled that interest rate cuts likely won't happen at the central bank's March meeting. The S&P 500 slid 79 points. The Dow Industrials dropped 317. And the tech-heavy NASDAQ Composite tumbled 345, or 2.25%. Byron Allen is making another attempt to acquire Paramount Global. The comedian-turned-media entrepreneur, he runs the Allen Media Group, has made a $14.3 billion offer to buy the parent company of CBS and the Paramount Hollywood studio. Allen Media has built up a big portfolio of cable operations. Paramount shares today jumped 6.6% in response to that news. Lots of news out of Boeing this morning. The jet maker reported fourth quarter results that topped expectations, but it suspended giving any financial guidance as it continues to deal with the falling out from the early January accident involving an Alaska Airlines 737 MAX. Boeing shares, though, jumped 5.3% today. That's Your Money Now.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute. Greg Olson has done a really good job in the broadcast booth. He should be calling games every weekend for a long time somewhere. With that being said, I have no problem with Tom Brady replacing Olson for Fox's number one broadcast team. I get it, Brady has no broadcasting experience, but it's Tom frickin' Brady. We'll see how he does, and I think he'll deliver. But Fox having the ability to have the greatest QB ever commenting on their marquee game each and every Sunday is a lucrative risk worth taking. I'm Zach Gelb.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Email from school about the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
As the mayor, with city council meetings, boards, et cetera, is it ever a topic to survey on how you can give money back to citizens by lowering costs or taxes?
Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves took your questions on a News Radio 92.3 town hall meeting.
Obviously that, you know, you would hear at a council meeting if that has been a conversation, but I guess the bigger question is, how do we figure out how we treat the taxpayer money?
When you need to know. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 4:35 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Starting with Gulf Beach Highway, if you are traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some backups in that area that are pretty extensive at this time. Also, Pine Forest Road, if you're traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, or if you're traveling southbound, trying to get onto I-10 West, we've got issues going both ways in that area there. Brent Lane still giving us some minor issues if you're traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway. Let's see, Gulf Breeze Parkway still having some issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound from Mary Esther and a little bit further west from Windhaven Beach. And lastly, Caroline Street, if you are traveling westbound over Blackwater River trying to get into downtown Milton, we still have some backups over there as well.
The weather tonight is cooling back down again a little bit, where overnight lows will be down in the 30s. We're going to start to see more cloud cover during the day on Thursday. High temperatures, mainly upper 50s. All right, now ahead to the weekend. This is where things change. We've got a good chance for rain. At this point, it looks like the rain is going to be Saturday night into Sunday morning. Also look for windy weather as that rain moves through. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, yeah, thank you very much. 67 degrees right now. That was above our forecasted high today. 60 tomorrow. Overnight low tonight will be around 40, 39, somewhere in there. Cold dry front is moving through, I guess. Let's see. Sports headlines. Austin, what do we got?
Well, that's the thing. I mentioned sports headlines because I panicked when we were running
out of time. Oh, I'm sorry. National, yeah.
Yeah, I totally ignored national.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's my
national
bad there.
News.
Yeah, I'll get us started. There's a growing outrage after a group of reported immigrants are out on bail after attacking two NYPD officers in Times Square.
You want to know why our cops are getting assaulted? There's no consequences. And we must change this. End of story.
So far, at least five people have been arrested for Saturday's incident, caught on camera outside of a migrant shelter. The cops were kicked and punched when they went to break up a fight involving 7 to 8 people.
House Republicans have now voted to advance the impeachment articles against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas paving the way for a vote that could come as soon as next week. Republican Mark Green, among others, accuses Mayorkas of willfully and systematically refusing to comply with federal immigration laws.
And more video footage of the beating of Tyree Nichols at the hands of Memphis police has been released. The city of Memphis released a video on its website. There are several hours of video from angles including traffic, neighborhood, and business cameras, as well as additional officer body cam and dash cam footage. Five officers were charged with Nichols' murder. One of the officers took a deal after pleading guilty.
Also, FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning that Chinese hackers are preparing to unleash havoc on Americans.
PRC hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure, our water treatment plants, our electrical grid, our oil and natural gas pipelines, our transportation systems.
And Wray and other top federal security officials are sounding the alarm about Chinese efforts to target critical infrastructure, including water treatment, electricity, and natural gas pipelines.
And House Speaker Mike Johnson is making his first floor speech as Speaker and is going after President Biden and the catastrophe on the southern border.
Since President Biden and Alejandro Mayorkas assumed office, there have been more than 7 million encounters with illegal aliens just at our southern border alone.
Johnson accused the Biden administration of trying to shift blame for the border crisis to Congress. Johnson said that Biden has the authority to significantly reduce the record number of border crossings and shut down the border without action from Congress.
All right, 441, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. We'll go over the TV listings for sports tonight, and then Austin will take over the headlines. NBA has two games, one at 7:30 on ABC. That is the Suns and Kevin Durant returning to Brooklyn to take on the Nets. And then the Bucks and Trailblazers. That'll be at 9 o'clock on ESPN. NHL, Kings and the Predators, 6:30 on TNT. And as I understand it, the Predators celebrating Black History tonight in pretty cool uniforms as part of that. Hmm. Also, men's basketball ranked teams include the Gators and the Kentucky Wildcats. That's a 7 o'clock start on ESPN. 16th, Auburn hosts Vanderbilt, 8 o'clock on ESPN2. And FS1 has a doubleheader. The top team in the country, UConn, taking on Providence at 7:30. And number 19, New Mexico, taking on Boise State at 9:30.
Yes, thank you, Joe. So looking at some of the headlines here in the NBA, veteran NBA center Mark Gasol is retiring from basketball. That's according to Shams Charania, however you say his last name. The younger brother of the legendary Pau Gasol, Mark's professional basketball career spanned 20 years, with him winning a finals as part of the 18-19 Toronto Raptors. I'm a fan of the Raptors. I greatly appreciate his contribution there. Gasol last played for Basket Girona, a Spanish team founded by himself. Also, upon this news, I believe, the Grizzlies also plan to retire Gasol's number 33, as he saw some of his best years in the NBA during his 11-year span with the franchise. So congratulations to Mark there. And the Seattle Seahawks are fixing to hire Mike McDonald as their next head coach. That's according to Adam Schefter. He was previously the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, and the hire will make McDonald the youngest head coach in the NFL at only 36 years old. What makes that interesting is that their previous head coach, Pete Carroll, was 72, making him the league's oldest head coach. So they're looking for a change of pace, and they're going to get it. Lastly here, the Baltimore Orioles are about to be sold. The Angelos family will sell the team to a pair of private equity billionaires, and the transaction values the franchise at over $1.7 billion.
Health, Business, and Science today. The CDC is warning of a syphilis resurgence nationwide, with the highest number of cases since 1950. The CDC says more than 207,000 syphilis cases were reported in the U.S. in 2022, an 80% increase since 2018.
And music from many of the biggest artists will no longer be available to use on TikTok. Universal Music Group, which owns labels that represent the likes of Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, and Rihanna, among many others, said in a statement that it's not renewing its licensing agreement with the social media app. Their current agreement expires today.
The Federal Reserve is holding interest rates steady.
My colleagues and I remain squarely focused on our dual mandate to promote maximum employment and stable prices for the American people. The economy has made good progress toward our dual mandate objectives.
That's Jerome Powell. The decision delays any rate cuts to later this year. The Fed will meet again in March. The central bank's rate hiking campaign last year created an increase in borrowing costs for things like mortgages, credit card, and auto loans.
And just about 4:45 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here, we'll start with Pine Forest Road. We were having a lot of issues traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road that appears to be subsiding, at least for the moment. You are still going to have issues if you're trying to travel southbound and get onto I-10 West, though. Also, what's this here? Gulf Beach Highway. If you are traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, we've got some extensive issues in that area still. Brent Lane, traveling westbound towards North Davis Highway, we've got some issues there also. Beyond that, we've got a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you're traveling eastbound from Oriole Beach, maybe to the Tiger Point area, and on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound, coming from Mary Esther and trying to get through the Windhaven Beach region as well.
Cloudy skies through tonight, and there's a high chance for showers and thunderstorms in the area. In fact, over the next several days, we've got a high chance for rain right on through Saturday. As far as temperatures go, overnight lows in the 60s. Highs will mainly run between about 70 and 75 degrees for the next several days. It's over the weekend and into Sunday that cooler air moves in. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you. Right now, 67 degrees and sunny. Let's see, what else we got? Pop culture notes today. So we remember, you remember, you probably don't, William Hung.
I know who he is. I didn't see him live.
All right. So he was a guy famous for the viral American Idol audition back in 2004.
Right.
He's going to work for the L.A. Sheriff's Department. He's now 41, will work as a crime analyst. He had the job several years ago before leaving for a career as a professional poker player. Hung says poker led to a serious gambling addiction that cost him his marriage and other elements of his life. So hopefully a reversal of his fortunes moving forward.
Absolutely. And Billy Joel is releasing his first new song in 16 years tomorrow. Very nice. Right. Yeah, very, very
not
calming.
Not quite the Justin Timberlake song from last week.
Yeah, the what's that called again? Selfish?
Selfish something?
Yeah, I think it's something like that. The name of that song is Turn the Lights Back On. It's his first new single since 2007's All My Life. He first teased a new release during one of his residency shows at Madison Square Garden last month.
All right. Also, noted country music star Margo Smith has died. Smith had a string of country hits in the 70s, including back-to-back number one hits Don't Break the Heart That Loves You and It Only Hurts for a Little While. She was also known for her yodeling and was called the Tennessee Yodeler. She was 84 years old.
Oh, that's a bummer.
4:47. We'll get a couple of wacky stories here before our final break here. This woman will be hearing, you only had one job for the rest of her life. Mary Dawson took to TikTok to show the results of a proposal video of her two friends. The video features her friend and the now fiancé as he's holding her hand in a backyard with a string of lights behind them. Suddenly, the camera pans over because Mary got saw a raccoon that got caught her attention. And so the camera pans over to the raccoon. Oh, wow, that's a nice raccoon for a few seconds. And then she pans back. And by the time she does, the proposal's over, and the two are happily hugging. Social media is split on whether Dawson's a bad friend or not, but she says the bride-to-be wasn't mad. So
she's not a bad friend. She's just stupid. That's my take.
Well, my wife and I, when I proposed, we did not have it on camera. I would be interested, and I'll ask her when I get home. Hey, if we had somebody recording our proposal and that exact same scenario happened, like how upset would you have been? I feel like for her, she would have been pretty upset about it. But
Well, I mean, I can't really blame her. As you said, I mean, it's one job. A 39-year-old woman in Colorado named Crystal Gable just found out that she's running for president. And she's not happy about it. She didn't plan to run and doesn't want to, but she'll be on the ballot in Minnesota's primary, running as the Legal Marijuana Now Party candidate. So how did this happen, you may be wondering? Well, she is a marijuana activist, and she's run for political office before. But it happened because she used to be in the party's Facebook group, and they nominated her without her permission.
Wow.
They thought she'd be cool with it, but she only found out because she had a Google alert set up for her own name. Minnesota's primary is March 5th, and it's too late to have her name removed now, so she's actively telling people not to vote for her. Yes, please don't.
No, like, actually, I think the opposite should happen. I think because it was a mistake and because she doesn't want to be, I think that we should have a campaign to stuff the ballot box for what's-her-face?
Crystal Gabe.
Crystal, yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
I also, I don't know if self-important would be. Yeah, I guess so. Would you need to be to have a Google alert set up for your own name? To
yeah.
Where
I don't know how that works.
I didn't know that was a thing until just now.
Me neither. But we're not important enough for that.
That's right.
4:50 here. We'll take one more quick break, and we'll be back with a couple more wacky, weird headlines, followed by some good news to finish up. Hour number one of Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to precious metals, there's only one place to consider, and that is Emerald Coast Coins. They're the local leader in dealing with coins and jewelry. Gold, silver, diamonds, and sterling silver. Emerald Coast Coins buys, sells, and trades. And for the past 15 years, customers from all over the Gulf Coast have trusted Emerald Coast Coins for the best estimates and prices in town. Stop in today. They're on Creighton Road, right across from Tom Thumb. Emerald Coast Coins.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Children, senior citizens, and families right here in Northwest Florida are hungry. And for more than 40 years, Manna Food Bank has provided food assistance to neighbors in need. Manna distributes healthy groceries through its emergency food assistance pantry, plus 17 food security programs with 22 community partners. For more information, please visit mannahelps.org or call 850-432-2053. Manna, moving our neighbors in need from hunger to hope.
Start your mornings off informed with all things Pensacola on the Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just before 4:55 here, we will get one last quick check of the roads and weather for this hour. Looking at traffic here, if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest Road, trying to get onto I-10 westbound, that you may experience some minor backups there. It's not looking too severe at the moment, but keep an eye out for it. Also, Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. That's going to give you some trouble as well. Westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway is still looking somewhat backed up at this point, but once again, nothing too severe. And let's see here. We still have some issues on Gulf Beach Highway. If you are traveling westbound towards South Fairfield Drive, that's going to have you backed up for a while. Beyond that, there does not appear to be much holding you up too long other than Navarre Parkway. If you're traveling westbound, coming from the Mary Esther area, and then going through Windhaven Beach as you get closer and closer to Highway 87, we've got some issues in those areas as well.
The weather tonight is cooling back down again a little bit, where overnight lows will be down in the 30s. We're going to start to see more cloud cover during the day on Thursday. High temperatures, mainly upper 50s. All right, now ahead to the weekend. This is where things change. We've got a good chance for rain. At this point, it looks like the rain is going to be Saturday night into Sunday morning. Also look for windy weather as that rain moves through. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. Sitting at 67 degrees right now. Thought this was a pretty interesting one. Western Oregon University says they're abandoning failing letter grades, citing a GPA fixation that negatively impacts students. They say, Austin has his head cocked all the way back, his mouth open like he's like, you got to be kidding me.
I'm sorry. Come on.
They say that they will replace DNF grades with no credit to discourage undergrads from dropping out. Now, students would need to repeat the course and demonstrate proficiency, but the school says the grade of NC will not negatively impact student GPAs. So I guess you can fail half the courses. Just retake them, get A's again, and still have that perfect 4.0 GPA, which is a load of crap, if you ask me.
Well, that's the thing. If you're going to insist on doing something this way, you need to basically diminish the impact of GPA. We hear about like GPAs being like requirements, like academically for certain opportunities and stuff. If you are not going to have failed courses, like, because that's what they are, if you are not going to have those affect your GPA, then the GPA is wildly misleading.
Like, well, of course. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, yeah. Oh my goodness, that's so stupid. And the thing is, if you keep getting NCs instead of Ds or Fs, that's still going to be like, okay.
It's going to show up. It's still going to show up on your transcript now. I mean, when I was in high school, I would have loved to have had this in place because, right. I failed a few, right? Both Algebra 1 and Algebra 2, and wow. It was because I was lazy. And don't judge me. It was because I was lazy. It wasn't because I was getting the material, but that may be worse. My parents would say so. But went to summer school both years and then passed with flying colors. So am I supposed to have a grade point average that reflects like the 3.5 student that I wasn't because I, half-assed it a couple of, no, it's not a true representation of that, the quality of student. Depending on the career and depending on the doctor or if you're a doctor or a lawyer and you have a 4.0 GPA from Western Oregon University or any college, I don't know how as an employer I'm supposed to look at that. Because it's like, well, he's got half of his classes were NCs. He's been in school for 8 years, but he's got a 4.0 GPA.
That's totally stupid. A Pizza Hut in Canada put up a sign to announce that they were only open for takeout and delivery, but it had a very unfortunate typo. Yeah. It said, follow me here. See where the typo is. Due to unforeseen circumcisions, the dining room will be closed this evening.
I believe evening is where the error was
made. Yeah, they meant tonight. The Pizza Hut had a sense of humor about it, apologizing and putting a new sign up and hyped a new $5 promotion with no tip required. That's pretty good. Let's see. You want to do the good news story or do I? We got time for like one.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. A newspaper delivery guy in St. Petersburg, Florida, saved a 75-year-old woman's life this month. He was dropping off her copy of the Tampa Bay Times at 3 a.m. when he saw her front deck on fire and woke her up. Then he grabbed a hose, put the fire out, and everyone's okay. So good Samaritan there. Let's see, 4:59. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in about 10 minutes after WEAR-TV's 10-minute update at the top of the hour, giving you a rundown of everything going on in your world today, January 31st, 2024. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.